Paul Rizzo's connections with Carolina came four decades apart and in very different venues. He excelled in both. Rizzo's first encounter with Keenan Stadium was 60 years ago or more as a young football star on what many remember as Carolina's greatest football team of all time. 40 years later, he sat on this stage as an academic dean presenting candidates for graduate and undergraduate degrees. Today, he stands in Keenan Stadium again to receive the highest honor his alma mater can confer. After graduating with a degree in accounting, Rizzo embarked on a business career that culminated in the position of vice chair of the board and chief financial officer of IBM. Then, a chance encounter with a Carolina trustee on a plane headed for Japan led to his appointment as dean of the Keenan Flagler Business School. That was a bold move, Chancellor Christopher Fordham, because Rizzo had no previous experience in higher education leadership. His strengths were to be in strengthening ties to North Carolina's business community and preparing Carolina's graduates for the increasing globalization of business. Rizzo's administration initiated an era of phenomenal growth in Keenan Flagler. He emphasized the executive program. He energized the trustees and Keenan Flagler supporters by insisting that Carolina could and should compete with the best business schools in the nation. He pushed for a new building, and he was the first dean to advocate tuition increases that would be specifically targeted to support the students of his school. At the end of his five-year term as dean, Rizzo had raised Keenan Flagler to national stature. His leadership roles at Carolina include membership on the Board of Visitors, the UNC Healthcare System Board of Directors, the Educational Foundation, the Executive Committee, and the UNC Board of Governors. Keenan Flagler's Paul J. Rizzo Conference Center at Metamont is named in his honor. Rizzo's philanthropic work includes a leadership role in the Carolina First campaign. He has been honored with the 1994 William Richardson Davy Award and the General Alumni Association's Distinguished Service Medal. For outstanding accomplishments in business, higher education administration, and philanthropy, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is pleased to confer on Paul Joseph Rizzo the degree of Doctor of Laws Honoris Causa.
Paul Joseph Rizzo, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina, by the State of North Carolina, and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Laws.
Will Hodding Carter please conduct forward Eugene Leslie Roberts, Jr.
Mr. Chancellor, I have the honor to present Eugene Leslie Roberts, Jr., who has been recommended by the faculty and approved by the Board of Trustees for the degree of Doctor of Laws.
His adoring newsroom referred to Gene Roberts as the Green Frog because his usual reaction to their complaints and pleas was silence. Followed, eventually, by brevity. But for a man who makes Gary Cooper seem talkative, Roberts has been passionately eloquent in print and speech on the responsibilities of a free press to a free society. Roberts came by his calling naturally, and he pursued it with integrity and professional genius for more than half a century. Early in his career, he wrote a farm column for his hometown newspaper, the Goldsboro News Argus, titled Rambling in Rural Wayne. He wrote about things like when and where the first cotton blossom was spotted, or who had found a sweet potato that looked like Charles de Gaulle. His readers loved it. After writing for papers in Norfolk, Raleigh, and Detroit, Roberts joined the staff of the New York Times. There, he became one of the first people to report in depth on how the Civil Rights Revolution was affecting the lives of ordinary people and how the Vietnam War affected ordinary soldiers in that desperate conflict. In 1972, Roberts took a chance on the struggling Philadelphia Inquirer. Over the next 18 years, he turned what had been a rag wrung dry by its much larger rival, the Philadelphia Bulletin, into a top 10 newspaper. During his tenure, the Inquirer won 17 Pulitzers, including 2 gold medals for public service. Upon leaving the Inquirer, Roberts joined the faculty of the University of Maryland's College of Journalism. He taught courses on writing complex stories, the press and the civil rights movement, and newsroom management. In 1994, Roberts returned to the New York Times to guide the paper's move to become a national newspaper in fact as well as name. He retired in 1997 to return to his faculty position at the University of Maryland. In 1990, the staff of the Philadelphia Inquirer and Knight Ritter endowed the Eugene L. Roberts Prize in Carolina's School of Journalism and Mass Communication. This annual award goes to a student whose story idea is, quote, one that is dedicated to the untold event that oozes instead of breaks, to the story that reveals, not repeats. In 2006, Roberts and his co-author, Hank Klebanoff, won a Pulitzer Prize for The Race Beat, hailed as a highly important study of how journalists covered the civil rights movement. For outstanding accomplishments in the field of journalism, the University of North Carolina is pleased to confer on Eugene Leslie Roberts, Jr. the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
Eugene Leslie Roberts, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina, by the State of North Carolina, and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Laws.
Will Dr. Beverly Taylor please conduct forward Fred Colson Robinson?
Mr. Chancellor, I have the honor to present Fred Colson Robinson, who has been recommended by the faculty and approved by the Board of Trustees for the degree of Doctor of Humane Letters.
Simply speaking, Fred Robinson is the foremost North American scholar of the earliest recorded period of English language and literature. Robinson earned his Ph.D. in English and Comparative Linguistics from Carolina in 1961. His colleagues at Carolina agree that he is the most distinguished living alumnus of our graduate program in English. Robinson is a philologist in the original sense of that word. He is a lover of words. His ability to bring to life old words from the past, in turn, underlies his criticism of literature in English in all periods. His reputation is based not just on his large output of scholarly books and articles, but more so on the quality and originality of the research they contain. Almost everything he has written has contributed new knowledge and perspectives to the field. His scholarship ranges from editions of old English works, a major literary reappraisal of Beowulf, philological notes, and an introductory grammar for students of old English. All these endeavors have been informed by meticulous scholarship, judicious interpretive skills, and a broad humanistic approach to Old English language and literature. His contributions to scholarship have been recognized repeatedly by distinguished fellowships, and his excellence as a teacher won for him Yale University's William Clyde Devane Medal in undergraduate teaching. In 1998, two distinguished scholars who pursued graduate studies under his direction edited a book of essays in his honor entitled Words and Work. The title echoes a passage in Beowulf explaining that one must judge others both by their words and their works. In the preface, the editors wrote, "His achievements as a scholar emanate from his love of words as the resonant constituents of language, and his love of works as the larger forms into which words cohere." Robinson's service to the world of scholarship includes serving as president of the Medieval Academy of America, founding member of the advisory board of the International Society of Anglo-Saxonists, chief editor of the journal Anglistica, and founding editorial board member of Anglo-Saxon England. In recognition and deep appreciation of his outstanding contribution to scholarship in the humanities, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is pleased to confer on Fred Colson Robinson the degree of Doctor of Humane Letters, honoris causa.
Fred Colson Robinson, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina by the State of North Carolina and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Humane Letters.
Will Dean Jack Boger please conduct forward Patricia Timmons Goodson?
Mr. Chancellor, I have the honor to present Patricia Timmons Goodson, who has been recommended by the faculty and approved by the Board of Trustees for the degree of Doctor of Laws.
Patricia Timmons Goodson received her Bachelor of Arts and Juris Doctor degrees from Carolina in 1976 and 79, respectively. She began her legal career as a prosecutor in the office of the Cumberland County District Attorney. In 1984, at the age of only 29, she was appointed district court judge, a position she held for 13 years until she was elevated to the North Carolina Court of Appeals in 1997. Timmons Goodson retired from the Court of Appeals in 2005, thinking that she had completed her service to North Carolina. But within only a few months, Governor Easley asked her to accept appointment to the North Carolina Supreme Court. She is the first African-American woman to serve as a judge in her home county of Cumberland, the first to be elected to any state appellate court, and the first to serve on North Carolina's highest court. At Timmons Goodson's induction ceremony, Chief Justice Sarah Parker pointed out that this was the first time that the court had had two women among its seven jurists at the same time. As a Carolina undergraduate, Timmons Goodson was inducted into the Order of the Valkyries and the Order of the Old Well in recognition of her outstanding leadership abilities. She is a member of the Central Selection Committee for the Moorhead Caine Scholarships and has served on the Board of Directors of the General Alumni Association. On University Day 2008, she administered the oath of office to Carolina's 10th Chancellor, Holden Thorpe. Timmons Goodson's many honors and awards include the 2007 William R. Davy Award, the General Alumni Association's Distinguished Young Alumni Award, the Order of the Longleaf Pine, and honorary degrees from Johnson C. Smith University and St. Augustine's College. For outstanding accomplishments in the field of jurisprudence, the University of North Carolina is pleased to confer on Patricia Timmons Goodson the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
Patricia Timmons Goodson. By virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina by the State of North Carolina and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Laws.